now to another story about nefarious Russian activity online, this one with a different technology company at its center, Kaspersky Lab. It's a Moscow-based company, and they make antivirus and security software that's used by hundreds of millions of people around the world. Kaspersky Lab has long been suspected of having ties to the Kremlin, and now there's evidence that hackers working for the Russian government use the software to steal highly classified U.S. documents.
The documents concern the techniques and the methods that the National Security Agency uses to break into foreign computer systems and spy on American adversaries.
That's Shane Harris of the Wall Street Journal. He co-reported the story, which he says began back in 2015 when an NSA contractor put the highly classified documents on a flash drive.
So he took the information home, and we've been told that it was not malicious intent. He wanted to work on this information at home, which we should say is not allowed. And he loaded it onto his personal computer at his home. Now, that computer was running Kaspersky's antivirus software product, which is used to scan the machine for viruses and malicious software. And what intelligence officials believe is that in the course of that scanning, Kaspersky's software became aware of this sensitive information that was on the contractor's computer now. And at that point, Russian hackers kind of moved in, homed in on his machine, and were able to obtain that information.
How does the information gotten from Kaspersky software then kind of end up in Russia?
Yeah, this is sort of some key sequences that I think are still – they're certainly still a bit mysterious to us, and I think they are to investigators as well. But what they've concluded is that Kaspersky essentially acted like a scout, if you like, that went out and scanned the system to find out what was on it. And in that respect, it did work like any antivirus product is supposed to work. It makes it a log essentially of everything that's on your computer and compares it to a master list of potentially malicious files and viruses. How precisely the machine or the software, once it alerted to the presence of this information, then either notified people into Kaspersky who told the Russian government, or did the Russian government find a way to get into Kaspersky's software? That we still don't know, but intelligence officials have determined that if not for Kaspersky doing this scan, the hackers who ultimately compromised this contractor would not have known that he had this material on his computer.
So Kaspersky Lab has denied allegations that its software is being used to spy on the U.S. Has the company responded to your story in the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, they have. They said they have no knowledge of the instance that's being described and that they do not participate in offensive operations of the one that is described in our article.
And what about the NSA? Have they confirmed this breach happened?
They have not confirmed that it happened. And what's very interesting is just last month, the U.S. government took the extraordinary step of banning all of its departments and agencies in the entire government from using Kaspersky's products. And the scenarios that they were worried about, that they spelled out in a public statement accompanying that ban, bear very close similarities to what happened here. So We think that this is kind of a case study in what the government has been fearing for many years about what Kaspersky can be used to do.
Why did it take 2 years for the federal government to ban its use?
That's a really good question. My best guess at this point, and we're still looking at that, is that it's such an extraordinary thing for the government to ban a commercial company in this way. Also, you know, in the intelligence business, sometimes even if you know something is a threat, you don't want to tip that publicly because you may not know want your adversary to know what you know or know what you suspect.
All right, Shane, what if you're not working in the intelligence arena, which most of us listening to you are not? And if we use Kaspersky antivirus software, should we be freaking out that we may be an unwitting Russian spy?
Well, look, there are many security experts who think this is a very good product. There are also many experts outside the U.S. government who have raised the same concerns that the United States has. I think a user needs to look at that and determine for themselves whether they think these are credible claims and whether they're comfortable using it.
Shane Harris there, a reporter with The Wall Street Journal.